T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just a quick note for those of you that grew up listening to WFAN and are now your weekend callers here, but had an affinity for Don Imus in the morning. You're no doubt familiar with Bernard McGurk, who worked here for a very long time and ultimately went over to WABC and was working there for the last 10-plus years with Sid Rosenberg. Unfortunately, he lost the battle with cancer earlier today and passed away at 64 years old. And I just want to send our condolences out to the McGurk family, to Sid, and of course his extended family at the radio station. And while we all compete against each other, and there are rivalries, and things that happen back and forth, he was a talented performer, had a lengthy career in radio, made a lot of people very happy for a long time listening to his various shows. I just want to send our condolences out to him and his family.
No doubt. One of the integral parts of the Imus in the Morning show. Condolences to his family.
Yes. All right. Back at it with you guys now. We are, 28 hours away?
27 hours and 40 minutes. But who's counting? Not
hey,
me.
Hey, have the Mets announced who's doing the anthem yet?
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
Really?
They probably had nothing planned. They thought they were going to be in the divisional series, not the wild card series.
They ought to have the kid that plays Michael Jackson do the anthem for them. He's going to do it for the Nets. He's already booked.
He's
got a Nick gig booked.
Look at that.
He's got some, I think, Rangers and Islanders. Yeah, that would be great.
I will say that. I remember the wild card game from 2016, and I said then, and I still say it now, 6 years later, it didn't feel like a playoff game. One game to go to the real playoffs is the way I looked at
okay,
it.
Okay, this
it
is
never
different.
Felt real. Well, this is the first wild card series, real wild card series we've ever had. I don't count 2020. And so far, it does feel like it's the playoffs.
Oh,
even though
no
it's a short series, it's a brief series, it feels different than that one game off that the Yankee fans have certainly dealt with. They've been in many, and obviously the Met fans felt in 2016.
There's an anticipation for this game, and maybe it's because of the series they had against Atlanta, which had a playoff vibe to it, right? Like, if they had already clinched a week and a half ago, and obviously they wouldn't be playing the wild card, but you get my point, I think. I think the vibe would be different.
Well, you know,
I think there's an anticipation that people are really excited
for. There's two differences. Number one, it's a series. It's a brief series,
sure,
but it's not one game. And here's the second thing. When the Mets made the playoffs in 2016, they were a year removed from the World Series.
Yeah.
Now they're making the playoffs with a cast of characters of guys that, other than Jacob deGrom, were not a part of that 2015 team.
Yeah, you could feel it, though. I could feel it listening to the station driving in. I could feel it now just talking to callers, just hanging out in the studio or in the office before the show. It's all everybody's talking about. It's pretty awesome.
Did you happen to see what Lindor had in his locker room, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Have you gotten to the bottom of that?
I have no interest in getting to the bottom of it, but
excuse
what you're alluding...
me? You have no interest?
Yeah.
You don't find it fascinating what Francisco had in his locker, visible for all of us to see?
Francisco Lindor had a David Wright Mets jersey hanging in his locker. David Wright probably sent it to him.
What?
I mean, do you want me to call right now and find out?
Can I tell you my theory?
Good.
I think he's shockingly and surprisingly throwing out the first pitch Friday night.
Well, yeah, but hold on.
That would be a huge surprise because we haven't seen much of David in the last bunch of years.
He did say no to old-timers, then.
This, in my opinion, was a Francisco Lindor Easter egg. That's what I think it was. Why else does he have a David Wright jersey in his locker?
Yeah, but it was on display.
Yes.
Like, in theory, if he was trying to hide it, he could have.
Easter egg.
So, that's an interesting question.
Oh.
Who throws out the first pitch? And who's doing the anthem,
David Allen Wright.
Well, I mean, Mike Piazza's in town. Right?
Mike coming back would be, oh, yeah, there's Mike again. I mean, it wouldn't be a bit, even though that's his former team, the San Diego Padres, if you recall.
Well, that's true.
But David Wright, because we haven't seen him since his last game, hasn't really that been the last time we've seen him?
I think his brother's been around more than he's been around, actually.
Do you still have David's number in your phone?
I'm reaching out to him right now.
Ask him.
Hold on.
And you could start by saying, hey, bro, Lindor had your jersey in his locker. What's up with that?
Yeah.
You could start with that. Yeah, I was very distracted by that. I was like, what's going on?
Why are you distracted by it?
Because it was weird. Francisco Lindor, who doesn't have a history with David Wright at all, has a jersey of David Wright in his locker?
Well, it shows you maybe he does respect the history of the Mets a bit. I don't know.
So you think he was just trying to be nice to us as fans?
No, my gut is that at some point, David Wright probably sent him a jersey. For whatever the reason might be.
David Wright sent him a jersey?
I don't know. I could see, like, you know, he did see the team when they made the West Coast trip. I think both times they went out west.
Oh, so you think he may have given him a signed jersey out west?
I think there's a chance. David Wright, of course, goes into the locker room. You know, he was famously waiting outside the locker room with the FDNY or NYPD hat on, wherever it was.
Right.
You know, calling attention to himself, et cetera. And
tributing our great fellows and women who work for the FDNY. Thank you, David. And thank you to our great FDNY.
So my guess is that he goes in. He probably doesn't know Francisco well. Maybe he's never met him before. I don't know the relationship or lack thereof. You know, they BS back and forth. And Lindor's like, oh, I'm a big fan. Watched you as a kid. Oh, I'll send you a jersey. That kind of thing.
So you don't think it's a cool Easter egg?
What do you mean by a cool Easter egg? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
You don't know what that phrase means? Like, you lay out a secret for people to see, giving them a hint on something that may happen. Is that the proper definition of an Easter egg?
Yes. You nailed it. That's exactly what an Easter egg is.
Yeah.
You don't know the term Easter egg?
I know what an Easter egg is.
Besides the obvious, you know, eggs on Easter? An Easter egg is like a little homage, almost, to, like, something you should know, or you could pick up, like in Disney movies. Like, I was just watching Pinocchio with the kids.
Okay, yeah.
And he obviously has a bunch of cuckoo clocks.
Okay.
And they all go off, and all the different things are, like, it's Woody. One comes out, and it's Woody from Toy Story, and the other one's Little Mermaid, and these are all Easter eggs that you pick up on.
Yeah. So I think Francisco's giving
that
us an Easter egg.
That might have been the single worst explanation of something I've ever heard
in my
life. It's
a Disney movie Easter egg. It's like little just like gifts to the fans.
I'll do one that'll fit better. So right now the WWE
the White Rabbit.
The White Rabbit. And they're giving Easter eggs on the potential return
of
Bray Wyatt. So they're giving you little Easter eggs throughout all these hints.
Maybe they're just giving you hints to something?
Yeah, it could be hints or it could just be like homages to the fans are just like, oh, I know you watch other things.
Big Mac, I love you, and I thought it was a nice attempt at an example.
Yeah.
I think our example with
Easter eggs go both ways. It doesn't have to be a tip for something coming. It can just be like a...
Don't say that word again. Don't you say that word. You've said it twice, and it doesn't make any sense. Don't say it again.
Homage? I wasn't going to say it a third time, but I know I said it twice.
Homage.
I'm thinking of a
guy that eats 12.
I'm trying to dumb it down for you, homage. Craig, and I'm struggling.
Neither one of you have explained it well.
It could be two things. It could be a tip of something coming.
Okay.
Or it could be just a throw-in for a fan base that likes, like Disney does a lot of them, where it's like a throw-in, oh, I know you're watching the new Pinocchio movie. Here's a little, oh, look at that, there's Woody in the corner. Okay. Oh, look at that. Those are little Easter eggs.
Yes, Tommy?
I don't want to burst Evan's bubble, but Lindor has Wright's old locker. So it's sort of like a tribute to David, because that was David's locker.
Oh, okay.
So people that cover the team have tweeted that out.
So let me give you an Easter egg. Tell me if this would be an Easter egg.
Disappointed. Mm-hmm.
David Wright's on a private jet flying to New York right now. Would that be an Easter egg?
Yes.
I made that up. I'm just asking.
Would that be an Easter egg?
Would that be, a little homage?
No, I think it wouldn't be an homage.
That's going to happen tomorrow.
No.
I think an Easter egg would be, while we're doing the show on SNY, randomly, in the background, you see a picture of David Wright in our studio.
Yeah.
That would be an Easter egg.
Right.
Like, if one of my bobbleheads, I have a Jerry Kuzman, George W. Bush, and Tom Seaver statue. If one of those statues happened to be David Wright, that would be an Easter egg.
Got it. Okay.
So it's just David's locker, and it's always there?
That's very disappointing. I'm Easter egging right now. Well, if you're watching on SNY, I'm Easter egging.
The whole point, you can't blatantly flout the Easter egg.
Yeah,
The whole point of an Easter egg is for it to be subtle.
Yeah.
You can't say, I'm Easter egging. Here's a picture of something that might happen, or, you know.
Oh, you guys make up these stupid rules for some stupid saying.
It's an actual term that you, as an old person these days, just hadn't heard of it. It just, if, listen,
it's
pretty,
okay. You're not hip. You're not with it.
I'm
it's fine.
Up with
it's
the
okay.
Hipness. Like, I'm him, Cap. I know all the cool terms, guys.
Okay.
I know what's going on.
I think you're too.
Hip. To what? I
have too. You got too many high school kids at home.
So I don't know the
Big Mac. That's what happens.
34th Street references of Easter
eggs.
But
Big Mac, when you get old, you have to overcompensate.
Right. You get too hip.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Too hip. I'm over hip.
Yeah. You're over hip.
You're over the top hip.
Here's Jacob in Brooklyn. Jacob, what's going on, kiddo?
Oh, hey guys. I just want to say I love your show.
Thanks.
And I appreciate you guys. You know, and driving, it's the worst, but listening to you guys makes it so good.
And we try to give you commercial-free radio for as much of the day as possible, so I hope you appreciate that, too.
You totally do. And the commercials that you sponsor are much more enjoyable. So
there you go.
I just wanted to say, I've called once or twice before. I'm a huge Mets fan all my life. I'm from Brooklyn. And I want to just talk a little bit quickly about, like, that series against the Braves. I believe that had it been at Citi Field, everything would look a little different right now because – most of the games that we say that the Mets lost there were, like, based on those home runs. And at Citi Field, those probably were outs. And it might have changed. I'm not saying for sure.
I wouldn't say that, but look, if you look at the 19 games the Mets and the Braves played, there was a clear home field advantage. I mean, the Mets went 4-1 and 2-1 in the two series they played, or I think it was actually 2-2, if I'm trying to remember correctly. And they struggled in Atlanta after winning 2 out of 3 in June. So, yeah, is there an advantage to being at home? And was it shown over the course of 19 games? Absolutely. But look, the Mets and the Braves were very evenly matched. The regular season showed that. They finished with the same amount of wins. The season series showed that. The problem is, in the three biggest games, the Mets came up small. If they happen to meet again in a couple of weeks, which I pray to the baseball gods it happens, hopefully the results will be different.
You know, you guys should do what Gisele Bündchen's doing right now today. Seems like this is a thing. Even Kyrie did it back in Boston when he first went there preseason game.
What's it called?
Sage.
Sage.
Yeah, I think you should go to Citi Field and burn some sage and walk around the whole place. Well, that's what Giselle's doing.
The Mets have lost.
They get rid of all the negative energy.
The Mets have lost back-to-back brutal consecutive postseason games at Citi Field.
Right.
It's stretched over 7 years, but the wild card game against Bumgarner, who hit that home run quick?
What was the question? I'm looking at Gisele Bündchen.
Home run in the wild card game
2016. What's the question?
Home run in the wild card game 2016.
Home run in the 2016 wild card game.
You've taken way too much time.
Against the New York Mets at Citi Field.
Time out. Loogie, you didn't know that immediately?
He did not know that.
You didn't know that immediately?
He doesn't know it.
He's not going in the suite on Friday. We can't have him.
Well, I agree.
Okay. You didn't know?
Yes, Connor Gillespie.
Excuse me?
Who? Connor Gillespie.
But Gillespie,
I'm saying.
Yeah, Gillespie. What an idiot.
He didn't know right away.
No, neither did I.
No, Craig, you don't know that much about sports.
I'm still
sports.
Looking
we
at pictures
that.
Of Gisele.
But think about that. The wild card game and game 5 and game 4 of the World Series.
Yeah.
They have had 3 brutal back-to-back playoff losses at Citi Field that all still haunt my dreams.
You know, I almost had lunch with Tom Brady earlier this week. And I just wanted him to know if he's listening right now. I'm not, like, you know, Googling Gisele. It's a lead story that she was saging, you know, the car in Miami to get rid of all negative energy. Yeah. He likes the lentil soup. How about that?
What's going on with those two?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's like he and I talk.
I thought you guys are buddies.
We're going to become buddies, clearly. Right? We're on the same workout regimen, apparently.
Did you find, by the way, what Cole Beasley did to be very peculiar?
So here's real quick what Evan's talking about real
I
quick.
This was so peculiar.
Yeah, I thought it was an attack. It was really his agent who did it, not him. But Cole Beasley comes out of retirement, plays 2 games for Tampa, and goes, I just can't handle this. You know, it's too much, you know, playing with the GOAT, whatever it is. And he retires again. His agent put out a statement on Cole's behalf. And the statement said, after 11 years in the NFL, it's time to focus on family and be a better dad and an amazing husband.
Dude, did you not think that was on
Which,
purpose?
I'm sorry, is a direct shot at what Tom Brady is allegedly going through right now. And unfortunately, it's very public. That's the way of the world if you're a well-known person. But yeah, to me, that was a calculated direct shot at the Tom Brady situation.
So there's no question. So in my mind,
and I thought it was douchey and uncalled for.
For some reason, now Cole Beasley spent a few years with Buffalo, but was a Cowboy before that. That's really it. For some reason, Cole Beasley hates Tom Brady. Okay, this is my vision of what happened. Hates him.
And yet they were Instagramming each other.
Whatever. Hates him. And Cole says to himself, you know what? I'm not going to play in 2022. No one's giving me a contract offer. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make Tom Brady look like a douche. So I'm going to sign with Tampa Bay.
Right.
So that I could quit after four catches, you know, make a couple of plays, have some fun, one last dance. And I'm going to cite, I want to be with my family just so everyone is brought back to how Tom Brady clearly doesn't care about his family and just wants to play football.
By the way,
was all done as a plan by Cole Beasley.
It may have been.
And I respect it.
No, I think it's dirty. And by the way, again, his agent put out the statement, not Cole, but Cole's certainly got to be aware of it or part of it. I think it's douchey, it's below board, and it's uncalled for.
Cole Beasley should not care about his family. Because if Cole Beasley
wants us to start looking at his family, I would say this. For a guy that's now announcing through his agent that he wants to focus on his family and his wife, 2 weeks ago he didn't want to.
Right? He changed his mind. He realized how much he was going to miss her.
2 weeks ago he decided, I'm sick and tired of my wife and family, and I want to go play football. Then he decided, no, I want to be with my wife and kids.
Yeah.
Okay,
you
sure.
You got to respect that. Cole said, you know what?
You're funny.
I realized after a couple of weeks, man, I love my kids. I love my wife. I got to get back to them. Cole Beasley has trolled Tom Brady in the most massive way humanly possible. I salute you, Cole.
It's so bad right now.
I see you, Cole. I see you, bro. I love it.
It's so bad right now that there are, you know, gambling sites putting out odds on who she dates next. Like, that's crazy to me. It's nuts. Davidson, of course, is in the league.
Where's Zach Wilson on the list?
Yeah, well.
She is a mother.
Yes, she is.
Look,
by the way, that Tom Brady and Zach Wilson have the same birthday, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. I think I remember hearing that.
And he's like said, like, you're the idol. How could you not look up to Tom Brady? Could you imagine Zach dropping into the DMs?
Could you imagine? Can you imagine the news cycle if it comes out that Zach Wilson starts dating her?
He's not going to. She's old enough to be his mother.
Okay.
By the way.
What happened this past summer, Craig?
That was a one-time dalliance that has not been proven, by the way. And, of course, it made him the most respected quarterback in the entire NFL. Here's Karen down the shore. Karen, how are you?
How are you guys?
Doing good, Cookie.
What's up?
Evan.
Yes.
I have a question for you. First of all, I love all of you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
You want to rank us?
I love Lukey because he's Tommy's my favorite.
Wow.
No one saw that one coming, but it happened.
Well, she was about to say because, you know, he's a special case that needs work, but okay.
No, it's because he's a huge Met fan and he does not like the Yankees. Like, I don't like the Yankees, but he's also very nice to me on the phone.
Great. Awesome.
And Big Mac, I actually really like you, too. I've heard your shows, and I think they're great.
Wow. Despite being a Yankee fan, she likes you, Big Mac.
Okay, so all good. Everybody likes everybody here now.
Well, she likes us better than you.
Fair enough. That's good. If you want to listen to a show at 3 o'clock in the morning, I support that completely.
No way in hell. Sorry.
All right, good.
Thanks, Karen.
Now, what is your take on DeGrom here?
Okay. My brother has been busting my chops. I just cannot handle it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't understand what, like, basically against the A's, yes, he got shelled. It was horrible. I turned it off. It was disgusting. I couldn't even believe that was him pitching. But why is everyone so against him? Like,
It's not everyone. There is a portion of Met fans who believe Jacob DeGrom has one step out of here. I don't agree with that. I'm just explaining why there are Met fans that don't like him right now. Okay. Not a lot. I don't think it's the majority, but I think there are a healthy amount of Met fans who are going to say if Jake doesn't, you know, pitch 7 scoreless innings Saturday or Sunday or next week, you know what? Opt out, you loser. Goodbye. I do not feel that way. It doesn't sound like you feel that way.
No, I don't. And I, it's just now I feel it's also less. say, like, Scherzer loses Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put DeGrom in. He's like, now he's stuck in, like, this worst spot ever. Like, he loses, then they're going to be, they're going to blame him.
Go pitch well. I mean, I'm not going to feel bad. Like, I love Jacob DeGrom. He's an elite-level pitcher. Go pitch like one, you know? I don't want him booed off the mound at Citi Field. Well, don't go out and get booed off the mound at Citi Field. Go out and pitch seven great innings and help the Mets win a baseball game. Simple.
I know. I had this bad feel. I mean, I had to turn. I mean, the Atlanta games, I just turned them off. I couldn't even watch.
So, Karen, let me ask you this. Who are you watching the Met game with tomorrow night?
Me, myself, and I.
Do you want to go to the game and place a Big Mac? And sit in the SNY suite
next to
Tommy?
Next to Loogie.
That way, at least we send a Met fan, or no?
Oh, my brother would love to go.
Well, I didn't ask your brother, so I'm sorry for that. But listen, appreciate you checking in. And fingers crossed, DeGrom gets the job done. Should he pitch in this series?
Do you get that sense too, by the way?
What's that?
That there are a considerable amount of Met fans. You're not sitting next to one, but there are Met fans who have started to turn on Jake.
Yeah, but I think it's based on the fear of him leaving. And I think you know, it's almost like he's a victim of his own success.
I agree with that.
Where we got to the place where we just assumed, oh, Jacob DeGrom's pitching. Maybe one run, three hits, 11 strikeouts. He'll go 6 1/3. We're good. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't just one start. It was a couple starts in a row.
He has struggled.
And it was the biggest start of the year that he didn't pitch like DeGrom. I think people get little bit, you know, like a little too, you know what I'm getting at.
Well, I would warn you and Yankee fans, because I think we have this in common. We look at Gerrit Cole. He's not the same guy. He's not an ace. DeGrom's going to opt out. Go pitch in Atlanta. What I would ask you, and I'd ask Met fans, is, okay, name me all the starting pitchers you want over those two guys. And I'll include Gerrit Cole in the conversation. Name all the guys. You want these guys gone? This guy's a loser. This guy doesn't want to be here. This guy is struggling.
Yep.
There aren't a lot of great pitchers in baseball. So when you have someone, while not perfect, who fits the description of being great, you put your arms around them, and you don't let them leave.
I think some people also, you know, have heard enough of the rumors out there about him maybe not wanting to be here.
But it's a rumor, Craig.
Specifically going to Atlanta.
But it's a rumor.
I know, but people are insecure, dude.
I get that. I'm insecure. I'm scared he'll leave, but I'm not turning on him.
We have a breaking story here. I'm being told through high place sources at WFAN that about 20 minutes ago, Evan Roberts went up to Big Mac and said, hey, by the way, since I got you into the SNY suite, which I didn't have to do, would you bring me and my son, or whoever I'm going to the game with, some burgers from the suite to my seats at tomorrow night's game? Is there any truth to that, Evan?
Boy, I'll tell you this, man. You're right. He is a rat.
I didn't say you told me. I'm just saying
What rats who work here?
So you asked...
What rats who work
here? So you asked Big Mac...
You're damn right I did!
Who's a guest in the SNY suite...
Yeah?
...to take SNY's burgers out of the suite and bring them to you.
I did it, and I would do it again.
I can't win around here. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So I'm supposed
to... It's got nothing to do with you?
Oh, of course it does.
The answer's no, Evan. I can't.
Of course the answer's no. But think about the position you're asking me to put me in. I got to go in there. He's told the whole world they don't want me there. So I got to go in there as an enemy combatant. I'm a Yankee fan. We all know it. Nobody wants me in there. And then I'm supposed to pile a plate of burgers for a family of four and walk out.
I don't see the issue.
I can't walk out with the food.
He's a guest. He can't bring their food out of the suite to you.
All you've got to say is Afternoon Evan's a little hungry. That's all.
Then Afternoon Evan can come work his way to the suite.
No, he's going to want you to come down.
I'm not doing it.
I'll tell you where I'm sitting.
I know, right underneath Howie Rose.
Yeah, you got to be sitting above him, obviously, right. Yeah. So what are you going to do, Ace?
I told him no.
Can you get me a cup of fries, too, by the way?
I'm not getting you anything. Give it to Karen. I'm fine with it.
I don't need waters. I'm going to bring my own.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
So no drinks are necessary. But definitely, I'd say four burgers and a couple of fries.
Four burgers?
What am I doing wrong?
So, you know, you just get the full six-pack of Shake Shack burgers.
Yeah.
Why stop at four? You might be hungry for a second one. By the way, milkshakes? You want a milkshake?
You know what? That's a great idea.
How about a little Grand Marnier and Coke? Like, what else can we get you? That's
you
amazing.
You would do the exact same thing.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't have given him the ticket.
That's true.
So, Big Mac, now what are you going to do?
I'm going to do what I was going to do before he even suggested it. I'm going to pretend like the conversation didn't happen. Wow. I'm going to go to the game. I'm going to enjoy myself.
Wow. By the way.
That's right.
I do for you. Fenway Park last year.
Yeah.
Maybe even this year I'll take you to a big game.
Yeah.
This suite, all I do for you, and your answer is, oh, they may not like me in the suite.
I can't walk out of there with food.
If we're at Yankee Stadium or at Hard Rock next Tuesday, assuming the Yankees do play at 4:30,
yeah,
I will get you all the burgers and wings you want at Hard Rock.
Thanks.
I got you.
Yeah.
You have not asked me for a ticket yet, so I'm not getting you a ticket yet.
You said, do you want Yankee tickets? I said,
but you
yes.
You haven't actually asked me for the ticket. It's a little different.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it on air. That's not cool. I'll do it off air.
Well, I mean, you know, we're here.
Well, if there's Yankee tickets to be had, I sure would like one, Craigie.
No, that's a Kyle Connick. You don't even ask.
I just did.
If there are Yankee tickets to be had,
yes.
I sure would like one, Craigie.
Yeah.
What Big Mac wants to say is, hey, remember your friend who gave me first row seats for the Subway Series?
Yeah, you want me to call
and
him?
And I
yeah.
was on TV all night? Can
Which,
I have
by the way, Mookie went to that game. Non-Yankee fan.
It was a Met-Yankee
game.
Yeah,
but still, it's at Yankee Stadium.
Are you serious?
It's at Yankee Stadium.
It was a Met-Yankee game.
It was a Yankee game.
I mean, that would be a ballsy request.
I don't want those seats.
You don't?
That's too much to ask.
Why? Get the candy wall.
Nah, that's too much to ask.
What if my buddy who has the seats, Stevie Knapps, has those seats?
Yeah.
I assume he's going.
I would assume.
Like, why wouldn't you go?
4:30 start can be difficult if that's the case.
Yeah. Would you like me to ask him if those seats happen
Honestly,
to be
no.
available?
Not for me, no.
So you'd rather sit in the owner's box?
No.
Those are your only two options.
I don't want to impose on someone to give me front row seats that probably cost, you know, thousands of dollars.
I got good news. I was just on the Yankee website.
Yeah.
There's still tickets available, so you can go buy.
So there you go.
They're not sold out
now
yet.
I can just avoid all of you.
Not bad. Like,
what's the get-in price?
So they have upper deck. This is from the Yankees, from Ticketmaster, which I think is associated with the Yankees. They have upper deck seats for about $125 a ticket.
Yeah, it's thick, man.
Too much for the upper deck?
No, I just think it's a thick price. You know, it's for the average guy who's trying to make a living.
No, I know.
$125 upper deck. Somebody will buy it, of course. A fan, you know, obviously who's a bigger fan than Big Mac, who doesn't mind spending money on the team he adores and has a tattoo on his leg with and wears a visor to work every day with. But,
by the way.
Yeah.
Did you see Judge's father stealing my look?
With the visor?
Yeah, had the same exact Yankee visor.
You invented
stealing
the
my
visor
look.
Yeah.
I didn't invent it. I perfected it.
Do you think that Aaron Judge's biological parents are pissed?
Can we go again?
We have this conversation already.
I'm just like, it's a fair question.
I don't think his biological parents know.
Oh, they have to know.
I think when you put a child up for adoption...
And you never ask again?
I think it's too difficult. Obviously, I don't know their circumstances, but I believe it would be too difficult.
I do believe, other than you turning a baby over like to the state or like to the police or the hospital, where you have no idea who's adopting the child, right? Most people know who is adopting, or at least they know the family's name. So you think whatever family, you know, woman gave birth, whatever the circumstances were, good for her, she did the right thing. She gave her baby up for adoption
to
guarantee the baby would have a great life, and apparently the judges are like the amazing.
Well, they raised the hell of a kid, that's for sure.
Yeah, the amazing people and the, you know, salt of the earth people. But I would think that that woman would know that the judges adopted the baby.
I don't know.
Therefore, she might have been able to keep track of
it. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. Would you want to sit second to last row, upper deck, behind home plate?
For how much?
100 and...
No. You get, at that point, just go SRO for 80.
126.
Is SRO?
No, section 409.
Yeah, but what's SRO?
Standing room only?
Yeah, they have standing room only.
I got to find it. I don't see it.
Like, for the home run chase, the standing room only tickets were, I think, $90. No. So what would you rather do? Standing room only for 90?
No.
Or would you go $125 for last
round? I want to sit in the seat. Plus, being behind home plate is kind of cool.
Not like that high, though, dude.
Yeah, why not? You see
That's
everything.
Fine. Although you do get a great contact high. So you have that. I'm just saying, like, this. I'm trying to give you the pros and cons.
It is true.
I'm sitting that far away from the field. You know, the weed's pretty good up there. Yeah,
well,
and people
you
are very generous with it.
You're so right, man. These tickets, even for the Yankees, they're very expensive. And they're not sold out. There's a lot of tickets available, but I kind of get it because of the price. Like, it's expensive.
Dude, $125 for last row or near the last row, upper deck, behind the action. Like, God bless you. If that's your team and you could put that scratch together, enjoy it.
How about this one? Legend seats 121A, row 14, $532.
Hate to say it, that's like a better value.
I think it is. Yeah, you're right.
Now, I wouldn't drop a nickel on a baseball game, but, you know, there's something to do.
Legend seats, if you were determined to make that up in food, you probably could.
It's not, you know, let me correct myself. Those are not legend
seats. I was going to say 121 is not
legend seats. The legends have to be a couple grand.
Yeah, my apologies. Those are they're good, very good seats. Yeah, those are field level seats behind the plate.
Yeah.
They're available right now, like $500. So right now, the Mets and the Yankees aren't sold out for the playoffs yet.
They're going to be, though.
I think so, too. No, I agree with you.
I mean, they're both going to be. But the prices are absurd. Like, what you said earlier, that like $150 ticket face value, the Mets are selling for five and change. Like, but I get it. Someone's going to buy it, but it seems like,
but here's what's going on. So I just got a text message from the Yankees. Because I bought Yankee tickets recently.
Nice. They want to buy them back from me?
And they said, with the playoffs here, I'm reaching out to see if you'd be interested in securing discounted playoff tickets with a 2023 membership. We have a limited availability.
What does that mean, a 2023 membership? It means you're committed to buying tickets?
Like, not a full season ticket necessarily, but you have to buy a season ticket package, and we will give you discounted playoff tickets right now. I got the text message. I'll show it to you.
I believe you.
Don't read the guy's name because I think it's... maybe he didn't.
I will not
public,
read a guy's name.
But you have to admit, it's kind of funny.
Go ahead. Let me see this right now. Hold on a second. All right, here we go. Should I read this part?
Well, don't read his name.
I'm not going to read his name.
You see his name?
With the playoffs here, I almost said that name thinking it was something else, by the way. With the playoffs here, reaching out to see if you'd be interested in securing discounted playoff tickets with a 2023 membership. We have very limited availability, so please let me know. Thanks. That's just smart business. I'm sure the Mets do the same thing.
It's great business, but...
commit to a Friday package or a 20-game package, and we'll give you that $150 ticket for $140.
No, it's more than that, dude.
Or whatever it
like
is.
Like, the Met discount is enormous. I assume the Yankees give you a big discount, too.
What's interesting to me are the text messages you've gotten thus far today.
Don't read my own.
I'm not reading them. I would never do that, but... the people that texted you, Big Zoo, Ernie, your former producer, Loogie, your dad, Ray Martell, who's coming directly from McDonald's because they have boneless ribs again, Big Mac, some guy named Mike Biseglia, Spike four times, The Architect twice. Oh, look what The Architect wrote.
Yeah.
That request is absurd. Sign it. Or we'll move on. What does he mean by that, Evan?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. It was kind of absurd, but I tried.
You got to try. Listen, there's someone that I know very well, who I love and adore, who once gave me the greatest advice for anyone out there. It doesn't matter what your job is. If you have to negotiate a new deal, no matter who you are, no matter how much money you make, this is the advice I got from someone I care about very, very much. The person said to me, if you don't ask, you don't get.
I agree.
Period, stop.
Got to try.
All they can do is say no. That's it. Like, and I'll tell you a personal story for a quick second. When Boomer and I re-upped for a significant amount of money, like at the height of our success, I said to the company, in addition to what you're paying me, I'd like you to also pay for a driver. I live 6 blocks away. But I just, why not?
Do you know the absurd thing?
Because what if they say yes?
Do you know the absurd thing I asked for?
Now, they said no.
Of course.
But I had to ask.
Do you know the absurd thing I asked for?
It's something sports related for sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You want to be guaranteed being off on Mets opening day?
No, I was not. No? I did not do that.
Okay.
I wondered aloud to try to take the temperature, if this was possible, for the company to give me my very own Mets suite.
Wow.
And it was very promptly said. Are you?
That's a great request, though.
Are you crazy?
Yeah. All right, listen, I'll resign. I want my own suite, even for 20 games.
Yeah.
I want a suite.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That didn't work out for me.
Well, that way you can do better than pot stickers and carrots in the suite at Barclays Center, right? Right. Yeah. There have been some nights when we've been up there and, you know, Big Sean in the back went, you know, boxing glove style. Yeah. Listen, you guys can use the suite tonight, but just so you know, there are no refreshments, and we don't provide any food whatsoever. Oh, so in other words, you're giving me an opportunity to sit in a terrible seat where I can barely see the action on the court, and I don't even get wings out of the deal? Right. Well, y'all, you got a suite. Ugh. Yuck.
Couple of weeks, opening night. Let's go.
Yes. Did you see, by the way, that they do the annual polling of the GMs?
I did, yes.
And it was funny. The one that's getting the most attention is, you know, last shot of the game to win a game. Who would the, it's all anonymous, you know, which GM say what, but all the GMs participate in it. Mm-hmm. And it's an obvious no-brainer. We would all say the same thing. Steph Curry's the guy, right? Best shooter we've ever seen in our lifetime. So we assume, and yes, the GMs all said Steph Curry. You got to think that pissed off Kevin Durant, right?
I think a lot of things pissed off Kevin Durant, Craig. I think him being ranked like the seventh best player in the league pissed off Kevin Durant. I think initially him still being in Brooklyn pissed off Kevin Durant. Steve Nash still coaching the team may have pissed off Kevin Durant.
But like, I think like, you know, that's not a knock on him, obviously, or anyone else.
You know what's great?
That's the greatest shooter we've ever seen.
Great? You know what's great? If you are a player, and in my case, Kevin Durant, and you're pissed off, here's what I would say to you. Go do something about it.
Right. Change the narrative.
Go win an NBA championship this year in which you dominate the finals and maybe you hit a couple of game-winning shots.
Yeah.
And trust me, the poll will be very different next year. So I hope you're pissed off. I hope you're angry. And I hope you're offended. And I hope you do something about it.
Yeah. And then, by the way, real quick, speaking of Golden State, because you brought up Steph Curry there. So Jordan Poole's about to sign a massive extension, like $28 million a year, something like that, at least in the first year. And according to people that are close to the team, since he knows he's going to get the bag, as we say, he's been acting differently. Like he's a different dude because he's about to get pizzade, right? So Draymond Green punched him in the face.
Okay, so here's my problem with the way you just said it. All right, here's the problem. That report came from Chris Haynes, who's a fine reporter. I got no issue with Chris Haynes. He works for Yahoo TNT. That report was leaked to him by whom? Who do you think?
Draymond Green.
Yes!
Of course.
Draymond Green basically said, all right, Haynes, here's what happened. I punched him in the face, and he had it coming.
Right.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, that's the story, though.
No, Chris Haynes writes, the Warriors felt the incident was warranted. Was warranted?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Draymond Green leaking to the media. Yeah, it was warranted. Some bitch had it coming.
And you saw Klay Thompson, as said in the past about Draymond, for the young guys that come in, you know, the revolving door players, which is not a lot. He goes, listen, there are bylaws here in Golden State. One of those bylaws is you got to deal with Draymond Green.
One of the bylaws is if you're about to sign an extension, remember, you're taking money away from Draymond Green that they ain't going to pay him.
Yeah, and by the way, if he gets the extension that people are talking about, he will make $1 million more than Draymond next year. Or the first year of the deal.
He deserves to.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player.
Yeah, and Draymond's not the same guy.
He's going to get $28 million, got punched in the face.
I thought that was the greatest example of the kind of the world we are with reporting. The reports come from someone who has an agenda.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So Draymond Green calls up a reporter and says, all right, here's the report. The new contract's changing him, and he had it coming. Now report that.
You got it, kid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.